Welcome to the Discipleship Now podcast, hosted by Dr. Matthew Turner, an author, ordained minister, and father of three. Dr. Turner has pastored, held multiple ministry leadership roles, and currently serves as the Mission USA Administrator of the Congregational Holiness Church. In each episode, we'll dive into different aspects of discipleship, sharing personal stories and experiences, as well as insights and teachings from the Bible. Our hope is that this podcast will serve as a source of encouragement and inspiration for all who listen, whether you're a seasoned Christian or just beginning your journey of faith. So, grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and join Dr. Matthew Turner on this journey of discipleship.
Hello, and welcome to Discipleship Now. I am so grateful to be back with all of you, all of our listeners and subscribers to this podcast. It has been too long since I've been with all of you. I can't wait to share all the reasons why it has been a minute since I've had a podcast, because man, we have been going through some epic life changes and some incredible opportunities to minister, and I am very soon going to share all of that with you. And we are just so grateful for what the Lord is doing. Me and my family are, for all that God is doing. It's incredible. When you serve the Lord, you truly never know what God is going to do in your life. And so I can't wait to share all that. And it will be shared with you in due time. Not exactly just ready to share, but I promise you, if you'll keep listening, keep following me on social media and on the website, you'll see it very, very soon. And because of everything that has been going on in our life, I really wanted to share something of a subject from Scripture that I hope will be an encouragement to you and really maybe a challenge to you. And that is on the subject of obedience, of being obedient to the Lord. I want us to look at a piece of Scripture that I'm sure that I've talked about on this podcast before, but I want to look at it at a little bit different light through the life of David. David is an incredible example for so many wonderful things in just leadership, in family, and in following God and obedience. And I certainly want us to look at the life of David, particularly his early life, as we look at this story in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and the subject of obedience. Again, welcome to Discipleship Now, where we talk about life, faith, and family. I'm Dr. Matthew Turner, and again, I'm so grateful that you are with us. So let's look at this in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Let me just read a couple of verses of Scripture. So it says in verse number 17 of 1 Samuel 17, "One day Jesse said to David, 'Take this basket of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread and carry them quickly to your brothers and give these 10 cuts of cheeses to their captain. See how your brothers are getting along, and bring back a report on how they're doing.' David's brothers were with Saul and the Israelite army at the Valley of Elah fighting against the Philistines. So David left the sheep and another shepherd and set out early the next morning with the gifts as Jesse had directed him. He arrived at the camp just as the Israelites' army was leaving for the battlefield with shouts and battle cries. Soon the Israelites and the Philistine forces stood facing each other, army against army. David left his things with a keeper of supplies and hurried out to the ranks to greet his brothers." So this is so interesting. It's just a small little snippet of the story of what's going on in 1 Samuel 17. I started thinking about my middle child. I don't know what it is about those middle child. Maybe you were a middle child in your family, or maybe you have multiple children, and that middle child, I don't know if it's that they are yearning for extra attention or exactly what it is, but Edith Ray is my middle child, and she is a joy. She literally brings a smile to my face every single day because she is so funny and full of laughter, and she just wants to have fun. Well, because of those things, oftentimes she just likes to also do her thing. She doesn't want to really listen to anybody. She's all about doing what is fun and exciting, and sometimes that can be getting into things that she doesn't need to get into. And she has just turned 3 years old, so she is still in that good toddler stage. And so I find myself saying to her often, Edith, just listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to Daddy. I'm trying to help you. And I've thought about that as I have prepared this message that I preached just recently, and then again wanted to share this in this podcast. But I've thought about how many times I've said, Edith, just listen. I wonder how many times the Lord has looked at me and said, Matt, just listen to me. I'm trying to help you. If you'll just listen and obey, I'll bring good into your life. You'll see that my way's the best way, that I really do have your best interest in mind. And I wonder sometimes if God certainly just looks at us and says, just listen to me. Just listen to what I'm saying. Read my word and listen to me. And I know that listening to this podcast, there may be some that have known the Lord for a very long time, or maybe you have just started your walk with the Lord. No matter where you are in your walk with the Lord, I want to encourage you and challenge you that you never mature out of humbling yourself and doing what thus says the Lord. We never get to a place where we do not have to be obedient, that we get to a place where we say, well, obedience is for those who just are starting out with their walk with the Lord, and that's not for us seasoned saints. No, 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 no. Obedience is something that God is looking for, that He desires in every one of our lives. So what is God saying to us today, and what does He want us to be obedient in? In this incredible place in Scripture, we find that David is obedient to his father. And in complete contrast of David being obedient to his father, Jesse, just two chapters prior to this, in 1 Samuel 17, in 1 Samuel 15, we find that Saul believed, at least for a moment, or convinced himself for a moment, that he has matured out of being obedient with the Lord. So the Bible talks about in 1 Samuel 15 how that God spoke to Samuel to tell Saul, listen, go and fight the Amalekites and utterly destroy them. Don't leave anybody or anything alive. Don't take anything. It's a foreign nation. Don't defile yourself. Listen to me. Do what I'm telling you to do. And it's going to be great for you and for the children of Israel. Well, Saul seemingly gets his things together, gets the army together to go and do what God said. Except, this is what Scripture said in 1 Samuel 15, verses 8 and 9. It says, he captured Agag, the Amalekite king, but completely destroyed everyone else. Saul and his men spared Agag's life and kept the best of the sheep and the goats and the cattle and the fat calves and the lambs and everything. In fact, that appealed to them, they destroyed only what was worthless and of poor quality. So Saul took it upon himself to halfway obey the Lord. And Samuel comes to Saul, and with great authority, he sticks his finger in Saul's face and says, what are you doing? I can't believe that you did not listen to the Lord. And this was the word of the Lord through Samuel to Saul. 1 Samuel 15, verse 22. What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice? Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering the fat of rams. Rebellion, oh, this is so powerful. Rebellion is as sinful as witchcraft, and stubbornness as bad as worshiping idols. So because you have rejected the command of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. My goodness, what strong language from the Lord. What strong language where God says, listen, you think that just sacrificing and taking it upon yourselves to do what you think is best is good? No, your obedience is better than anything that you could do for the Lord. Your worship or your sacrifices, those things are great and wonderful, but they do not trump obedience. Obedience is worship. Obedience is sacrifice to the Lord. And he says, when you're not obedient, this is what he was telling Saul, when you're not obedient, it's just as sinful as witchcraft. And when you are stubborn and you won't listen to the Lord, it's just as bad as worshiping idols. Oh my goodness. Whew, Lord, it convicts my heart. Lord, help me to be obedient. In the life of David, you see that he was extremely obedient. And it's not to say that he didn't mess up, for we all know he certainly did. But when he was here in 1 Samuel 17, he did not hesitate to obey his father, Jesse. So encouraging, because David had already been anointed the next king of Israel in 1 Samuel 17. David was anointed the next king in 1 Samuel 16. And so when David's father, Jesse, speaks to him and says, "Hey, I want you to do this task for me. I want you to go check on your brothers, take this food to them." David could have looked at Jesse and said, "Don't you know who I am? I don't have to obey you. I'm the next king of Israel. I tell others what to do. That's what kings do. That's what Saul has done. That's what other kings in other countries do. I tell other people what to do. I don't have to do that." But that's not what David said. David looked at his father and said, "Yes, sir, I'll do it. I'll go right now." Or in this case, the Bible says he got up early the next morning and gathered his things, and he went and did as his father asked him to do. And I want to encourage you that when you are obedient to the Lord, you'll learn that you can trust the Lord. It's so interesting that oftentimes we don't learn how that we can trust the Lord until we walk in those places where we do have to trust the Lord. I think that's why Scripture says that we walk by faith and not by sight. If we saw that everything was going to work out wonderfully and it was going to bring good into our lives, then living for God would not be very difficult, would it? It wouldn't take much faith. We wouldn't rely on the Lord as strongly as we do when we don't know how it's all going to work out, when we don't understand how all the pieces are going to be placed together. But as you're obedient to God, you'll find out that you can trust Him, because He'll always come through. David talked about how that when he was obeying his father, this is what he was telling Saul later, if you'll read 1 Samuel 17, when he was obeying his father, keeping the sheep, the Bible says that David said when a lion and a bear came after him, that he smote the lion and the bear, he killed the lion and the bear. And then he said, "Just as I killed the lion and the bear, just as the Lord helped me kill the lion and the bear, so He will also help me in this next battle facing Goliath." So as you're obedient, you learn that you can trust the Lord. So I want to encourage you to be obedient so you also can learn that you can trust the Lord. But not only that, you also learn how that when you're obedient to God, you also learn that God orders your steps. You notice and you find out that, hey, God had a plan this entire time. It didn't look like it maybe to begin with, or maybe we really didn't understand how all these pieces were going to be put together. But now that I kind of am on the other side and I look back, I see how that God ordered every one of those places. And even when I stumbled, and even when there was some surprise along the way, I can see how God put it all together. I can't prove this, but I wonder if David later in his life, when he wrote Psalms 37, I wonder if he was thinking about what happened in 1 Samuel 17, because the Bible says that David wrote, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly," or King James, "He orders the steps of the godly." And then it says, God delights in every detail of their lives. This is so encouraging to me, and I hope it's encouraging to you today, that God delights in every detail of your life. I tell you, sometimes details are not very exciting to me. I'm just being honest with you. I mean, there are some things that excite me, and I want to know all the little details of how things work and whatnot. But that's really not how my mind works in most cases. My father-in-law is a mechanical engineer, and I know that he's extremely gifted and smart when it comes to how machines work and all those little details of parts and screws and nuts and pieces of metal and all those things. And all of that is it just makes my head spin. I can't imagine understanding all of those things. But I find out that our God he delights in all those little details and seeing how things fit together and knowing how good can come out of even the worst of circumstances and tough of circumstances. God can work it all together. He delights in the details of our life. I want to encourage you to be obedient. For when you are obedient, you will certainly see that God orders your steps. And the last thing I want to encourage you with as we are just talking about this simple lesson on obedience is when you're obedient, it prepares you for your destiny. Obedience teaches you, prepares you, puts all the pieces together so that you can ultimately do and be successful at the destiny that God has for you. You cannot convince me that all of the things that David experienced and did, those 15 to 18 years between the time that David was anointed king until the time that he actually stepped into the role as king, you can't convince me that all those things that he did and served Saul, he served his father, he served the Lord, he became a man of war, he led men, he did all of these wonderful campaigns, and his fame grew, and all of these things that happened. You can't convince me that all those things did not help him for when he became king, when he was literally placed in the position of king, that he didn't draw from all of those experiences to help him be the best king that he could possibly be. And that totally makes sense. I'm sure that every one of you can look back over your life and say, if it had not been for this, that, or the other, I wouldn't have been able to be in the position I am now and be able to make decisions like I do now, had it not been for all of that experience. And I want to encourage you. Sometimes I know God may ask us to do some wild, or maybe in our eyes, some crazy things. But beloved, be obedient. Because that obedience and walking in those steps will teach you and prepare you for the ultimate destiny that God has in your life. And I hope that you're encouraged today. And I'm so glad that you got to be a part of this episode. And it's great to be back on the podcast with you. I hope that you caught this episode, and I hope that you stay in contact with me as we continue next week with our next subject here on Discipleship Now. God bless you. Stay in contact with me on our website, MatthewRyanTurner.com, and I'd love to talk with you and converse with you there. Find me on social media and avail yourself to all the resources that we have on the website. So I hope you have a wonderful and blessed day. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Discipleship Now podcast hosted by Dr. Matthew Turner. We hope this episode has encouraged and inspired you on your faith journey. Don't forget to subscribe and share with others who might benefit from these conversations. Until next time, keep seeking Jesus and growing in your discipleship journey.